17 Boys of Dave and Pat Norton, Charlie 2. Yeah, crank this one up. Oh, man, the Motor City Madman, Ted Nugent, for your morning team show. I know you got this turned up loud in your home studio, don't you, Art Lewis?
I can't hear you. What?
Come on. You've talked with Ted before.
I have.
Not while he's playing Wango Tango.
Threatened to take me out in the woods with his, one of his hunting forays if I turn my camera on silent.
Oh, man, that's some fun.
Well, that'd wake up everybody in the hunting camp, wouldn't it?
Yeah, sure would.
There has to be a reason why we are playing Wango Tango, I assume.
No, there is.
Okay.
I'm just having a good time with it. This is a great song. Runs about 5 minutes. In the middle, I don't know if it's called the rock version of rap, but maybe it goes on that kind of little storytelling dissertation, which I used to be able to recite by letter.
I bet you still can, probably.
I can, but we're not going to.
Oh,
gee whiz.
So coming
so
up,
disappointing.
Coming up March 26th in Waco, Texas, the Burley Auction Gallery is going to conduct an auction of Ted Nugent memorabilia. Oh, man.
I once drove a piece of Ted Nugent memorabilia. He had one of his Hummers at what was Martin Chevrolet, now Garber. So Bill said, oh, I'll take it for a spin.
Well, it doesn't say that one's up, but there is going to be a restored
a long time ago.
A restored 1968 Ford Bronco half cab truck, a custom 2015 Dodge Hellcat Challenger, among other items, including his famous Great White Buffalo war bonnet made of turkey feathers, his zebra print barbecue grill, his framed copy of the U.S. Constitution, and a cutout of Osama bin Laden with several arrow holes in it. He used to feature that at concerts.
One of his vehicles had the zebra print on the vehicle.
Well, yes, the Hummer. The Hummer I drove.
All right, yeah.
And there was a plate inside. How did it read? There was a plate on the center console, and it said something. I'm paraphrasing a little bit now, but custom built for the Whackmaster.
Yeah. You can get several cowboy hats, plaques with the antlers that spell out Ted, and not surprisingly, a number of firearms for auction as well.
No damn Yankees paraphernalia.
Oh gosh, remember when he did?
Yeah, Tommy Shaw from Sticks, right?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's doing this auction because cleaning out the closet or what?
He's
got more items to put in the, I don't know. March 26th, though, Burley Auction Gallery, if you're interested, Ted Nugent memorabilia. We need to get something here for the studio.
You know, I bet you maybe he needs a little money since a lot of artists the last year haven't been able to perform anywhere.
That's right. Couldn't go on tour, so he needs to earn a living.
Well, didn't he move from Michigan to Texas? Maybe he just doesn't want to be bothered with putting it all away.
829. Leave it in the boxes.